I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Thousands of revelers in New York City's Times Square braved hours of heavy rain to welcome the first day of 2025. The crowd cheered as the traditional crystal-covered ball drop that ticked off the final minute of 2024 ushered in the new year in the eastern United States. Jennifer Martinez was one of the thousands of people who stood in Times Square for hours to experience the iconic event.
I really wanted to do it because when I was in the Dominican Republic, I used to watch it on TV and I wanted to experience it. It's a one-life thing to do in New York City.
Couples in attendance took part in the traditional midnight New Year's kiss. Officials in Ukraine's capital said Wednesday a Russian drone attack injured at least six people. The head of Kyiv's military administration said on Telegram that the attack damaged multiple buildings and a tram track. Russia has carried out regular airstrikes on Kyiv and other Ukrainian towns and cities since launching its invasion nearly 3 years ago.
Нехай 2025 стане нашим роком.
In his New Year's Eve address to his nation Tuesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his country would do everything it could in the new year to end the war with Russia. Meanwhile, Russian natural gas exports to Europe via gas pipelines running through Ukraine ended early Wednesday. The stoppage of gas flows was expected, with Ukraine declaring it would not extend the long-standing transit deal with Russia amid the war. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The shutdown of Russia's oldest gas route to Europe ends a decade of angry relations sparked by Russia's seizure of Crimea in 2014. Ukraine stopped buying Russian gas the following year. South Korea's transport ministry said Wednesday that one of the so-called black boxes from the Jeju Air passenger plane that crash-landed last month will be sent to the United States for analysis. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
Authorities, meanwhile, are conducting safety inspections on all Boeing 737-800 aircraft operated by the country's airlines. All but two of the 181 people aboard a Boeing 737-800 operated by budget airline Jeju Air died in Sunday's crash. The plane was seen having engine trouble, and preliminary examinations have revealed the pilots received a bird strike warning from the ground control center and issued a distress signal as well. But many experts say a landing gear issue was likely the main cause of the crash. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
A judge in Ecuador has ordered the arrest of 16 soldiers charged in the recent disappearance of four children. The children, ranging in ages from 11 to 15, were reportedly missing by their parents on December 8th in the coastal city of Guayaquil. Video taken by a security camera shows two of the children being driven off in a pickup truck with a military patrol unit. Military officials acknowledged they arrested the children, claiming they were participating in an attempted robbery. But it says the children were released the same night they disappeared. The Attorney General's office said Tuesday that tests on the remains of four burned bodies discovered near a military base on the outskirts of Guayaquil were those of the missing children. The case has shaken the South American nation, where the military has been increasingly deployed to patrol cities and fight drug gangs amid growing levels of violence. Police in London are searching for a burglar who carried out a daring robbery last month. Investigators say the burglar broke into an occupied mansion and stole about $13 million worth of jewelry, designer handbags, and cash. More on the story from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Among the items stolen were a 10-carat diamond ring, diamond earrings, and a clip studded with gold, diamonds, and sapphires. The owners of the estate, identified in British media as an Instagram influencer and her developer husband, were not home at the time, but employees were there, and surveillance footage shows a housekeeper had a near run-in with the armed intruder. The homeowners have offered a $628,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of the suspect. I'm Ed Donahue.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.